You know, studies tell us that a great number of young people come to faith in Jesus Christ as a result of a camp experience. We have been very fortunate here because we found a camp through Mark and Susan McKay, who are our youth directors, called Crossings, that has been a real blessing for us. And we've gone several years now. And what we like to do when our kids come back from camp is give our kids an opportunity to share with you what was camp like for them? Why was it meaningful to them? Because you went with them, in a sense. Throughout the year, we did some fundraisers to help pay for camp. We were able to reduce the price that the kids had to pay for camp because we believe in camp here at Faith Point, and it really changes lives. And so we're going to have a few of our kids come up and share some stories with you about camp and why that was meaningful to them. You're going to hear from Eli Moody, Shannon McKay, Kaylee Wingler, Grayson Speck, JD McKay, and then Mark is going to come up and kind of wrap it up for us. But that's not going to be the end of it, because then we have another celebration that we're going to do after that. So Eli, why don't you come on up? And then if you guys will just be on deck, so he will hand off to you guys after. So it's going to, after him, it's going to be Shannon, then Kaylee, then Grayson, then JD, then Mark.
Hello. Hi. So at camp, there was this missions offering that we did on the last full night. And what we did was we were asked to give $20 in all of us, and then we would put it in a bucket. And that bucket was going to go to all the missionaries down in Cuba. Because in Cuba, since it's a communist country, they can go to some places that we can't. Like, they have access to China freely and North Korea that us Americans and other places we can't go, so then they can go into those countries and help spread the gospel. And so while we were there, we also learned about like how the church has sort of exploded in Cuba and how people give almost all their money that they have, and sometimes money that they should need to live, they give to the church, and how people are taking their homes and letting people come in and just preaching freely. And then as the church rises, then people are getting scared in Cuba. And so there's sort of an uprising with the church. And there's a lot of missionaries coming out of Cuba and with the church. And so at camp, we were asked if we could sort of help become those missionaries. And something that the pastor and one of the camp directors really sort of taught us was to go where God wants us to, and that if he's calling us to be a missionary, then we need to be a missionary, and we need to follow his order because he knows what we're supposed to do and we don't know. And so as missionaries, we're supposed to go wherever we want and do whatever he wants. And so it was a life-changing experience to see some of the stuff that they do down in Cuba and how they went down. Some of the camp counselors went down to see firsthand like what it was, and all they did was just walk around and invite people to church. And they said it was really great themselves, because it was just seeing everyone come from like the past 20 years, you see hardly any churches in Cuba. And then now there are churches everywhere, and they're running out of space to even hold as many people as they're trying to spread. And so we were just taught to try and help and spread the word, and that we need to get a better job and start like giving up ourselves to God, and that we need to work harder.
Hi, my name is Shannon, and I'm telling you about the daily schedule at camp. In the morning, we have morning celebration. This is where we dance around and wake up, and everyone is praising God. There also is a little skit and morning announcements. After morning cell, we have either large group, small group, or breakthrough, depending on your age. Large group is with the camp pastor, which this year was Matt. Small group is a Bible study with your camp counselor about large group. And breakthrough is just playing games with your small group. Next, after lunch, we have Connect, POIs, or Lake. Connect is where your group talks about what you have learned, and you have TOG, which stands for Time Alone with God. POIs stand for Point of Impact. They're anything from zip lines to climbing to icing on the cake. Each POI is related to the gospel somehow. For example, in zip lines, you have to trust in God. And in lake, it's just swimming in a lake, but there are different activities. For example, the slides or the blob. The order of these can change depending on which rotation your church is in. Then we have dinner and go back to worship, except it is very serious and emotional, and kids make big decisions. The pastor preaches again. Then we have checkpoint, which our group goes and talks about the next day. Finally, we have free time till 11. Each year, there's a theme for one night. Last year was superheroes, and this year it was Summerfest. We could dress up with clothes from the 1950s, and they had carnival games. And camp was awesome this year.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, and I have attended church camp for the past 2 years. This year's theme for church camp was identity and discovering your true identity. This year's camp changed my life completely. My camp counselor, Kayla, talked to me about how I believe Jesus is the Christ and that he is our Savior, and how I put my faith in him. She told me I had been saved and that baptism is a way to celebrate that. I decided right then that I needed to be baptized. I really enjoyed church camp and strongly encourage all kids who haven't gone to go next year.
Okay, so this year at camp, like Eli said, they talked about missions and missions particularly to Cuba. So a week and a half ago, we got home from camp, and it was a fun and powerful week for me and everyone else at camp. That week, we had seen each night about a missions offering for Cuba to send missionaries to the world. So I'd been beginning to hear God's voice. On night four, Pastor Matt Zvoda gave us time to meditate and pray on what we had learned the previous few nights and if we were being called into the mission field. Now, backtrack about a year and a half. I'd started to feel a calling into a job with the church. So this April, we were talking about heaven and hell in youth group, and a verse we read in small group was Matthew 24:14, which says, "The good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed to all the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." So I thought that it would be like really cool if in my lifetime I could have seen Jesus come back to earth. So it came back to me again, maybe I should do something with the church. So back to church camp. The night of day four, I prayed God would give me a sign that I should do something with the church. Later that night, Dad and I were talking and suggested I go on a mission trip during spring break. I was kind of like, wow, God, I think you got your point across. So if all goes well, spring break 2017, I will go on a mission trip and spread the good news to all the ends of the earth.
So we had just a really great week of camp, for sure. A couple other things that I'll say about that. That slide right there. I also wanted you guys to know that we're doing lots of other stuff with the youth throughout the year, and so I'll talk about a little bit of that as well. First of all, George mentioned that you all participated in our fundraising. We had two meals, and your participation and your generosity in that, we were able to knock $60 off of each kid's camp fee. And that's over like, and pay for the chaperones as well. So it's a lot of money. A sixth of the $60 per kid is about a fifth of the cost of camp, roughly, something like that. So we really appreciate the church's support And we'll continue to have those meals in the coming year, and hopefully you guys will continue to support it very generously as you have in the past. So, first of all, the theme that Susan and I tried to work with as we go through the kids, and by the way, I also did want to mention this, Troy Wingler also helps us Sunday nights, and Kaylee Crater, and I don't think she's here today, and Jeff Little does as well, and then there's some other people as well that have helped out, but we appreciate everybody's help on the youth group. But we have a verse that we use as our guiding principle with the youth, and it's 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:5 says, "The goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith." All right? So love from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. So we, in the course of a year, have studied these topics right here, and you guys participated with us, like on the Bible Bowl and all that. We had really great participation that night. Anyway, we think it's very important that the kids know what the Bible says, that they know what's in God's Word, because it's very difficult to be a Christian and to follow God's Word if you don't know what's in God's Word, right? So we do a lot of time using the Bible. We have our Bibles out every week, and we are studying the Bible. And then not only knowing what's in God's Word, but also know why we believe what we believe. And so that's something we worked on this year, something we'll continue to work on in the future, is why do we believe what we say we believe as Christians, okay? So those are some of the really important things that we do with throughout the year on youth group. Heaven and Hell, that was Caleb Lambert's idea to do Heaven and Hell, and I think it was an interesting series, and we had some good results. JD referred to it and what he said, and that was an interesting thing to do. I think it was eye-opening for some of us. So, you know, some of these topics are more applicable directly to what the kids are experiencing right now, like Worldview 101, 102. We went through topics just, you know, as a Christian, how do we view human life? How do we view money and possessions as Christians? So those are topics that are, you know, very applicable to the kids right now and what they're doing. And then again, some of it, like when we studied Ephesians and went through Nehemiah, those are just things we just need to know what's in God's Word. And obviously there's lessons that we can take out of every single part of the Bible. So those are some things we did. All right, so that's just some overview for the whole year. Wanted to point that out. We certainly do a lot more than just church camp. Church camp is a really important part of our year and a really valuable part of our year. And again, we appreciate the church's support on that. All right, so the theme of camp this year was identity. And they did a good job of challenging the kids to think about what does that mean for you as a young person in your relationship with God, okay? And not putting our identity in things like the activities that we're involved in, or today's Father's Day, like not putting your identity in your father, right? But who are you? And specifically, obviously, the key is to have our identity in Christ, right? We are Christians, and we should have that paramount in our life. So they always present the gospel message at Crossings, no matter what the theme is, no matter whether it's the high school, middle school kids that went couple weeks ago, or when Wendy takes kids here in a few weeks, they always present the gospel message. They do it very effectively. Some of the pictures that you saw up there and Kaylee mentioned is the college kids that work individually with our students who do a great job of presenting that gospel message. But they want everybody to know that God is a loving and a just God, and that everybody, all humans, have sin in our lives, and that sin separates us from God. But that the good news, of course, is that Jesus Christ came to save us from our sins, right, and to allow us to have communication with God and to go to heaven, as we did with the topic of heaven and hell this year, to go to heaven when we have a relationship with God. And they always present that very clearly and very well. And again, Kaylee getting baptized in a few minutes, very exciting result of that. So that's some stuff. I wanted to relate to you quickly one thing that I got out of camp this year, and then I'll wrap it up, okay? So the one thing that I got out of camp this year is I have always gone to church. And Chuck spoke last week, did a great job, and he talked about how his relationship with God is really kind of ongoing here the last few years. I've always been in church, right? I've always read the Bible stories. I've always been involved in things at church and all that. And the preacher this week at camp, or last week at camp, whose name was Matt something. Shannon chose not to say his name. JD tried to say his name. I don't know what his name is. It's some Eastern European name or something. It's Matt. Yeah. He said something that for me was very profound. Again, somebody that's always grown up in church and has read the Bible my whole life. He said all of the stories in the New Testament, all the stories that involve Jesus and all that, he says, you're never Jesus in the story. You're always the other one, right? So I am the Samaritan woman. I am the crippled blind person, right? I am the rich young ruler who doesn't have enough faith. You know, those things. I'm that guy. Like, I'm never Jesus in any of the stories. And when he said that, I was like, that's not me. And then I was like, well, maybe. So thinking about it the last couple weeks, I'm not sure that I thought I was Jesus necessarily in the stories, but I was more like a third person observing. I was like, oh, well, you know, there's not that much wrong with me. I'm not that guy. You know, I'm just somebody watching the scene from the outside. But no, that's me. Like, I need to take that on. I need to be the one who needs more faith, right? I'm the one who needs healing. I'm the one who needs a relationship. I'm the one who needs, you know, my sins cleansed from past mistakes that I made or whatever. I'm that guy in those stories. And that was, for me, it was a profound thought. Again, for somebody who's just always been in church and always has read those stories, that I'm the guy that has something wrong with him, right? That's me. So that was my big takeaway from camp this week, a couple weeks ago. You know, just enjoying the kids, seeing them there. Our group did a really great job being unified and coming together and having fun together, and hopefully you saw that in the pictures that were up there. All right, so that's that. One last thing, we're going to Holiday World on Wednesday as a group. So if anybody else wants to go to Holiday World on Wednesday, we got room for a few of you, and you're welcome to come with us. But anyway, it was a great week of camp, and it's been a great year for the youth group, and Susan and I have enjoyed leading them quite a lot. So thank you.